Wonderful. If you're just joining us, we've just heard pianist David Kaplan in our WRTI 90.1 performance studio playing selections from Robert Schumann's Carnival. And David, this is part of a program that you'll be doing for Music at Bunker Hill this coming Sunday.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
At 3 p.m., is that correct?
3 p.m. in Sewell, New Jersey.
Wonderful. We'll hear a little bit more about that in just a bit. But I noticed that you played for us some of the movements from Carnival that depict actual musical characters, very famous people in Schumann's circle.
That's exactly right. Schumann loved depicting people, both real and imaginary, in his music. And those three I just played for you in order were Chiarina, Chopin, and Paganini. Now, Chopin and Paganini, those are the last names, so that's sort of self-evident. You have a pianist and composer that Schumann admired and a virtuoso violinist. But Chiarina is really Clara.
Clara, who was only how old at the time that he wrote this piece?
Just a teenager.
She was really just a teenager, and apparently he was engaged to another woman.
That's right.
When he wrote this movement about Clara, and I think the marking is appassionata or
yeah,
something passionate.
That's right, that's
so
right.
He kind of already had these feelings for her, it sounds like.
Perhaps, yeah.
We don't know. But it certainly sounded very passionate when you played it. Beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Now, Schumann, we were talking about, is such an interesting character because not only was he a genius at music, he had strong literary ties. He had his own music newspaper that was very influential.
That's right.
And he also had a pet peeve against Philistines.
Yeah, that's right. He sort of drew an analogy between the biblical David and the present day, and he identified very much with the biblical David and whatever ideals he sort of projected onto him. But yeah, musical Philistinism, I think, for him was empty virtuosity, self-aggrandizement, grandiloquence. Anything that he regarded as being sort of not humble and not poetic.
Mm. And he had his whole League of David. Just explain that for a moment.
Well, yeah, for him, the good guys, you know, any and gals, anybody that he regarded as being poetic, and then some of them were being imaginary people, ideals in his own mind. And he created a handful of characters whose personalities, as he created them, were powerful undercurrents of his music. Eusebius is one of those, and he's known for being kind of introverted. And sometimes even Schumann would mark a little E at the end of a piece to signify that somehow Eusebius was the defining character of that piece. Or he might write a little F, the F referring to Florestan, who was, by contrast to Eusebius, very outward going, very extroverted. But there's a host of other characters, some of whom are combinations of real people, like Master Raro, who's a combination of Robert and Clara's two names, or sometimes invoking real people, as we've heard.
Now, you've commissioned several living composers to write your own new dances of the League of David for modern times, and that's what we're going to hear next. Just tell us a little bit about the next two pieces you're going to play.
Sure. I thought it would be a natural idea, given Schumann's interest in characterizing people in music, to sort of expand upon his circle of people. So I added a number of composers I admired and asked them to respond musically to movements from Schumann's Davidsbündler Tänze, the dances of the League of David. So I tried to give them leeway. I said, you know, you write a piece that's either a sort of self-contained piece inspired by something of Schumann, or even deconstruct something by Robert Schumann. You're going to hear two examples, one by Timo Andrus, who's a New York-based pianist and composer, and another by Caroline Shaw, who's a singer, violinist, and composer. And each of them have done something very different. In Timo's music, you'll hear Schumann poke out from behind corners. It will weave in and out of the original music by Schumann, as if Schumann just wrote this piece 200 years after his actual lifetime. With Caroline's piece, Caroline did something sort of like we heard earlier with the Sphinxes. She chose a short little musical motive and wrote an impish, humorous, sophisticated piece based on that tiny little motif.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with pianist David Kaplan. He's just performed two of the new dances of the League of David by Timo Andres and Caroline Shaw, work that he commissioned. Wonderful. Such interesting colors. To round out our program, I'd love to welcome violist and artistic director of music at Bunker Hill, Will Frampton. Will, it's great to be with you again.
Great to be back.
We are going to hear one more piece by Robert Schumann that you will be performing this coming Sunday at Music at Bunker Hill in Sewell, New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about the program and your upcoming season before we intro the piece.
Well, we have three concerts this fall. The first one is this Sunday, and the last Sunday of the month in September. I'm blanking on the date right now. And then we have six concerts in the season continuing in the spring after our early winter concert.
Great. And I think you have Elizabeth Hainan coming at the end of the month, perhaps?
That's right.
Great. So you're going to play together, and we're going to enjoy the beautiful sounds of piano and viola. And Robert Schumann did write some gorgeous chamber music, and this piece that you're going to play is one of them.
Yes, that's right. This is one of the pieces he wrote in his early 40s, towards the end of his career. And this is not part of a series of character pieces, but he made a habit of writing these character pieces starting on a Saturday and then performing them the next day in an informal concert in his home or the home of a friend.
Wrote them very quickly, it sounds like.
He wrote them very quickly. He considered them sort of pieces that would appeal to the child within us. So these pieces are based on fairy tales. We don't know which fairy tales, but one can guess because the character of each piece is very extreme and evocative of some fairy tales you might know.
Wonderful. Thank you. Just glorious. That was beautiful. We've just heard pianist David Kaplan and violist Will Frampton in one of the Märchenbilder or fairy tale pictures of Robert Schumann. It's part of an all Schumann and Schumann-inspired program they'll be giving this coming Sunday at 3 p.m. for music at Bunker Hill in Sewell, New Jersey. And Will, if people want to get tickets?
Go to music@bunkerhill.org.
And people can also visit our website, wrti.org, to get that link to Music at Bunker Hill and learn more about the program. Thank you so much to both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.